Microsoft processes over 200 billion emails each month for spam and malware signatures through Exchange Online and Outlook.com to harden the service for everyone. This is made possible largely through our ever-evolving email filtering services that proactively identify and block external threats. In the next few minutes, I'll provide an overview of updates made to prevent external threats without disrupting your user productivity, including dynamic delivery for safe attachments, zero-hour auto-purge, and safety tips in Outlook on the web. A few months ago, we introduced Exchange Online Advanced Threat Protection, a brand new email filtering service that blocks external threats and also gives visibility around who's getting targeted in your organization. With the Safe Attachment feature from Exchange Online Advanced Threat Protection, you can block the unknown malware and also get notification as an administrator. But with most email filtering services, there's always a delay associated in receiving such emails while the service is processing the attachment. This delay is now completely eliminated with dynamic delivery for safe attachments. Let me show you how. So here in my safe attachment policy, there are options for admins today for blocking the attachment and also notifying the administration or any incident management team. But going forward, they'll have yet another option by which they can use dynamic delivery to send the message without the attachment, and recipients can then respond to the message or continue to edit it going forward. From a recipient perspective, they can go ahead and get this message, and when they receive such a message, they'll notice that the message has come with a different attachment. When they try and open this particular attachment, they'll notice that their original attachment is getting scanned right now, and it notifies them that it will get replaced once the scan is complete. But in the meanwhile, they can continue to work on their message itself. They can read it, they can respond to it, and their productivity is not hampered at all. And beyond dynamic delivery, if you want to block specific file extension, as an admin, you now have an option within the malware filtering policy. So here in my malware filter policy, I can see that there are different options that are available as part of common attachment types filter, and different file types are provided to the admins that they can use to block them based on their file extension. These are capabilities that are part of advanced threat protection. But if you only have Exchange Online protection, in the event that a malware or spam gets through, another new feature we have added is called zero-hour auto-purge, or ZAP. ZAP provides us the ability to change the categorization on a message after it has been delivered. This is especially important if an initial email filter does not pick up a message found to be malicious or junk because it's zero-hour. So here on my screen, I've received an email that is actually a spam message. I've not read it, and it's sitting there. But ZAP will actually go behind the scene and automatically move this message from my inbox to my junk mail folder. As you can see, the message was quickly moved into my junk mail folder. And if I try and go over to junk mail folder, I'll see that same message over here. Equally, if a message has been misclassified, it'll be moved back from junk mail folder to my inbox. Now, beyond ZAP, you as a user are an important vector in message classification. For example, you can report a particular message as a spam. And going forward, using the Report Phish feature, you can also report a particular message as a phishing attempt. Let me show you that as well. So here on my screen, I've received a message from Contoso Corp, and it looks like a phishing attempt. So going forward, you can report this message as a phishing scenario, and this would, in that case, report a message back to the Microsoft so that our engineers can go back and create additional rules so that we can block such phishing attempts from going forward. Also improved, the system is able to better block spoofing attempts when someone might try to impersonate a specific sender inside their company. Imagine a fake CEO trying to send an email to CFO. This is something that we have had, but with strong authentication checks, big data, and reputation filter, we have hardened the service and made sure that this counterfeit detection can be minimized. The last thing that I want to show you is safety tips in Outlook on the web, which proactively gives you information to help you decide whether or not to open a particular message. So for example, here I have a couple of emails in my inbox. The first email is coming from a trusted sender, and I see a safety tip that displays that this message is coming from a trusted sender, so I can see that message. On the other hand, I have another email that's telling me that this attachment or this particular email might actually be suspicious, so I should be careful while I work on this particular message. With Office 365, we are continuously advancing our security precautions to make sure we are protecting you against external threats and giving you the best user experience. You can get started with the dynamic delivery for safe attachment as part of your advanced threat protection subscription. And as for safety tips on Outlook on the web and zero-hour auto-purge, you can get that as part of your Exchange Online protection subscription. Thank you for watching.